This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In recent downturns, Australia's economy has generally outperformed other developed nations. That's due partly to the strength of its commodity exports, from iron ore to cotton. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Brisbane, floods in northeast Australia have hurt production, and that has caused global commodity prices to spike.
As Brisbane dries out from what some locals call the big wet, Australia is tallying the economic losses. Some Australian media have speculated that the damage may be greater than what Hurricane Katrina inflicted on the U.S. economy in 2005. Professor John Rolfe specializes in Australia's resources economy at the University of Central Queensland. He argues that it's not just the total cost of the disaster that matters, but its impact on the larger national economy.
Hurricane Katrina had a very big impact, but I think what is true here is that this shock would be a larger shock to the Australian economy proportionally than Katrina was to the American economy.
The reason is that the state of Queensland has a dominant proportion of some of Australia's most valuable commodities. Many of these are sold to China, whose voracious demand for resources has driven commodity prices up, says Rolfe.
Commodity prices are very important to Australia. We are in the fortunate position of having a lot of coal to sell and a lot of iron ore to sell, again because of the China growth, and that's really driving the national economy.
Spot prices for coking coal, which is used to make steel, are up 10% in the past month. They're expected to spike higher while Queensland coal mines are furiously pumping floodwaters out of their pits. Brian Redican, a senior economist at the Macquarie Group in Sydney, says this will take time.
That could take up to 3 months or maybe even longer before those coal mines are ready to go back into production. And, you know, Queensland controls about maybe half of the ocean-going traded coking coal market. So that's a lot of supply that's been removed from the global market at the moment.
Redican notes that other coking coal producers, including Indonesia and the U.S., are profiting from the short supplies.
All those other suppliers that have been playing second fiddle to Queensland in recent years will now really be able to take advantage of those high prices and provide a much more important source of supply into the global market.
The Reuters CRB index of commodity prices is up 29% since last July, the highest level since the global recession began. There's also concern about inflation and food shortages. Australia is a major exporter of agricultural commodities, including wheat, sugar, and cotton. But Tracy Allen, a commodities analyst at Rabobank in Sydney, notes that Queensland does not dominate Australia's production of those crops.
The reductions to cotton production Australia-wide are really at about an 8% sort of level. So it's a very significant downgrade up in Queensland. But when you consider production on a national level, we are still predicting a record crop this year with record production at about 3.95 million bales, I should say.
One upside of the slowdown in Queensland's commodity exports is that the Australian dollar may edge lower in value, and that could give foreign consumers a better deal on, for example, a case of Australian Cabernet Sauvignon or a safari in the outback. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Brisbane.